Hello, hello. This is The Family Show on IPL Radio. My name is Toby.
And I am Amy. And we are live here from Rockingham. We have a pretty interesting topic for you today. Do you remember what we're talking about?
I cannot.
No. So we're talking about trees or houses. So we've been driving around a lot lately and seeing that there's a lot of new developments. And so we are looking at the wants and needs in the community at the moment, and whether we, you know, nature or housing. So that is the topic that we're going to be diving into today. Toby, what song have you selected for us to listen to first up? It's one that you're very excited about, hey?
It's Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay.
Yep.
And I'm actually learning how to play this on the piano. Piano.
Piano, you are. And you're learning it pretty quickly at the moment.
Yeah, I've only learnt it this week.
Yeah.
Last week or this week?
Well, it was only a few days ago. Oh, no, now it's a week ago.
Yeah.
It's a week ago today that you learnt it.
Yeah.
And you've pretty much nailed the section of the song that you've learnt. And then we're still kind of looking at the chords and you being able to read the sheet music for it, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay.
The best music from the 60s to today. IPL Radio.
That was Hey Soul Sister by Train. We had some dancing in the other room next door to the studio. some grooving. So we are talking about houses and
houses or trees
today. So if you've just joined us, we are doing a segment where we're talking about because we've been driving around, right, and we've been seeing a lot of trees being cleared, and there's been mixed feelings within our car. And a lot of discussions lately about trees or houses. How do you feel about it, Toby?
I feel a little bit 50-50, like nature is important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And also homes are important to us. So there's really,
Yeah, both are important,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, both are really important.
Yeah, so land can be – so there's a lot of different things that land can be used for. So why do you think that nature is important?
Because, like, it can – like, animals can, recycle our waste, our, all our – stuff like fruit scraps and stuff like that can all just be crunched up and used as soil.
Yeah, so we can return it back to the earth once it's been composted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it can help with our food supply.
How so?
Because of say the soil that worms, ants all produce, that's actually really, really good for
pardon you.
That's really good, really, really good for any type of plants, including our fruit and veg.
Yeah, yeah. What about land that hasn't had all that waste? Like, it's just been, naturally there? Because that's the type of land that we're seeing being cleared at the moment.
Like a bird and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, it's just trees and it's just naturally was there.
Well, it's like taking other people's homes.
Yeah.
We're trying to take other people's homes.
Who are these people that we're taking their homes?
The animals.
The animals, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is that side of it that we're taking away the animals' homes, and then, you know, we're displacing them. Where are they going to live? Where are they going to get their food from?
And then we're just replacing it with our supply. Our
needs.
Yeah.
Do you think homes are a need or a want?
A need.
A need, yeah. I think we, like, in previous generations and eras, we've definitely lived without homes, but we've become accustomed to it. And why do you think we need, like, there's so much land being cleared at the moment, so much. Why do you think we need that much land cleared?
So where there's more houses for people to rent or buy.
Yeah, yeah. And definitely with the housing crisis at the moment, we talk about this quite regularly, there's a supply and demand issue. So the demand for houses is very high where the supply is low, and it's
That just gave me an idea of, like, drawing a chart.
Yeah.
Of, like, the demand, demand of houses and the demand of
The supply of houses. Yeah.
And then supply of houses and the nature's homes,
Yeah, are you talking about, like, the want, like, drawing a chart, creating a chart of wants versus needs, and how do we balance that? Like, how do we decide what land is useful? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a cool idea. I like that. Let's do it when we get home. We always have, when we talk on air, we always have little projects that we think about doing at home. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is that balancing act of how do we, you know, we don't want to clear too much of that land because we want to support the nature and we need that for biodiversity and the whole running.
What does biodiversity mean?
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. I just know it's important. and you know what ecosystems are.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
got to play the game that we've got called Ecosystems.
Yeah, we do. And we'll report back to our listeners if we recommend it, right?
Yeah.
It
just gets so complicated because it's moving around cards.
Yeah.
And you get confused, like, is that your cards and my cards? Is that your cards or my cards? It gets so confusing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a game. Like, gotta play it more, maybe it'll come to us a bit more.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't want to disrupt the ecosystems that we have as it is. Interestingly, in our local area, they're clearing a lot of trees and land, and they're creating these blocks of land ready to build. And we know that there's going to be plenty of homes going up over the next year or two in our local area. But I haven't told you this. Our local area is also pledging to plant plenty of trees over the next year.
Yeah.
So they're clearing trees
to plant more trees.
And so what do you think the environmental impacts of that, like clearing trees and then committing to a project of planting more trees, like what do you think about that?
I think it's just not the greatest of things what need to do. Like, there's no need. Like, if there's already trees there, why break them down? Just chop them down and plant more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you look at, like, our house. We have that tree that's at the front, and all our neighbours have one of those trees as well. So the land where our house is would have been cleared, and then once the house was built, then they put the new tree back in.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of an approach of, you know, that land, it was just quicker and easier for them to just quickly clear the land rather than work out, okay, which trees can we keep so that we don't have to replant trees, which would have been the better option. And then what about that little park that we've seen?
They've just chopped down all these, like, wonderful trees and just putting, like, most people have heard of the Yellow Slide Park.
Yeah, the Kwinana Adventure Park.
Yeah, the Kwinana Adventure Park. They've put plants, the same kind of plants that are at that park.
There are native plants, and you know they're doing a good job putting more of those plants back in. But they've literally cleared an area to plant more in.
Yeah. I figured out that the which type of plants are park plants. I just call them park plants.
You call them park plants. Maybe we should do up a little booklet of our local flora and fauna, which is plants and animals. Like what can we find in our local area?
Yeah.
And the names of them, and we can learn a little bit about them and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Create a booklet like that?
Maybe.
I think it'll be fun.
I've got enough stories I'm writing.
You do.
I've got probably 15 stories.
Yeah, and there's some movie scripts in there, and
that's what most of them are, 15. Yeah.
Yeah, because you've been into your movies for a while. Maybe you can do a documentary about our local area, the local flora and fauna in our area.
Well, what about...
You could make it fun, like... what's that movie, Ulysses and...
Ulysses...
I can't remember. It's a sweet, amazing movie. I love it.
Oh, you mean about this like squirrel?
Yeah. What's it? Do you remember what it's called?
No.
Okay. Well, that would be cool if you did a movie like that, but have it factual, like it's a documentary, but it's fun like that.
Maybe.
Based on true facts, I reckon would be cool.
Yeah.
So we'll have a break. Head to a song, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this topic, because I find it really fascinating looking at the wants and needs and that delicate balance that we have at the moment with nature and housing.
Yeah.
We need both, don't we?
Yeah.
So we'll come back after a break. Let's head to a song. This is Revolution by The Score.
The best music from the 60s to today. IPL Radio.
That was She Looks So Perfect by 5 Seconds of Summer.
And if
you've just joined us, this is the family show on IPL Radio. My name is Toby.
I'm Amy. We're introducing ourselves again, are we? We are talking about houses versus trees today on our show, and we're looking at the wants and the needs of the state of the housing and the need for trees. So I was thinking while we were on the break, you know, what do you think that we need trees for the most? What are some of the things that you think we need trees for?
There can be used as homes.
Mm-hmm. Plants.
Yeah. They can be used for, N has been saying a lot lately.
I was just thinking that. What was the thing that N brought up that was the most important thing probably?
Is our oxygen. Because we breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. And the trees suck in the carbon dioxide.
Yeah, and they use that as a food.
And then they let out oxygen.
Yeah, so it's the whole process of photosynthesis that occurs where they're taking the carbon dioxide, and they need sunlight and everything, and they produce the oxygen through that. And so we're feeding the plants, and they're feeding us what we need. And that's, what would we call that? Do you remember?
No.
A symbiotic relationship where we have this relationship where we need each other. We need the trees, and the trees kind of need us. Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, the trees don't really need us, I don't think. The trees probably would be a little bit happier without us knocking them down. And what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. So we're going to play a little game. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'll explain. I'm going to do a little rapid fire. I'm going to say a word, and you're going to tell me, is it a want or is it a need?
Okay.
Okay. Trampoline.
Want.
Good. A can of beans.
More like a want than a need. Well, it's more like a need than a want because food.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll go more broad. Food.
Yes. A need.
Okay, cool. What about an Xbox game?
Want.
Yep. What about cleaning products for your house?
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
Oh, I love that you're thinking about this. Amazing. Yep.
Because, like, you don't always have to have your house clean. It's just really nice to have your house clean.
And also, we didn't always have cleaning products. We,
survived without it.
Yeah. I feel like there's more probably natural things that we can use.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a want.
A want, yeah, I think. It is, it's that fine line between that one, isn't it?
Really complicated.
I love that you're thinking about that one. What about music? Is it a want or is it a need?
Playing music or?
Music in general.
Need.
I think so too.
Because like.
But it's something that we can make music like by clapping our hands.
Yeah.
And singing. Like we can be the music.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Computers.
Want.
It is a want, but I think. The way that our world has become, we can't really live fully without them anymore. We've gotten to the point where we're dependent on them for our world to work the way that it works now.
I don't like that.
You don't like that. You keep telling me you'd like to go back to the 80s, not that you were ever around in the 80s. You wish you were born in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me think. What about sunscreen?
I think it's a need because, well, it depends on the season.
Can depend on the season and lifestyle.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a want. It's the lifestyle. It's the lifestyle that we have created that has meant that we want to be outdoors and protected in the sun and all that sort of stuff. And
yeah,
I think it's a want. Almost. It's that fine line again,
yeah,
isn't it?
Okay. This is getting complicated.
Too complicated. So shall we head to a song?
Then
we'll head to our regular segments after this, hey? Thank you for having a chat with me about this. It's a really interesting topic, talking about that want versus need and what's more important with land.
Yeah.
So what song should we go to?
All-Star by Smash Mouth.
Let's do it.
The best music from the 60s to today. IPL Radio.
That was All Star by Smash Mouth.
Absolutely.
It is time for our first regular segment, Dad Jokes.
Dad Jokes. All right, okay. What have you got for me today?
What did one hat say to the other?
I do not know.
you stay here and I'll go on ahead.
I like it.
Okay. I used to have a job at the calendar factory, but then I got fired.
Why?
Because I took a couple days off.
Well, you can't be going and doing that with calendars. I understand why you got fired, sir.
Do you hear about the guy that got hit by a can of soda?
No.
He was lucky it was a soft drink.
What a softy. Well, thank you for your dad jokes. Maybe one day I'll have some prepared for you. It's been, what, a year almost of radio, and I've had them prepared maybe, what, 5 times, if that. We can dream. Well, we'll head to a song, and then after the song, we'll head into our last regular segment of the show. Sound good?
Yeah.
We're going to go to As It Was by Harry Styles.
The best music from the 60s to today. IPL Radio.
It is time for our last regular segment. That is Let's Learn Italian.
Yes, come learn Italian with us. So we're going to go, and we've done this one recently, but I think we're going to do a little bit of revision. And if you haven't been learning Italian with us, then it's fresh for you, but it's revision for you, Toby.
Yes.
So we're going to do January, February, March today.
January.
Or don't don't confuse my full brain. If you start saying words, then I'm not going to remember what they actually are. Okay, so January is Gennaio.
Gennaio.
Do the hand. Gennaio.
Gennaio.
Good job. Okay, and February is Febbraio.
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 You're putting an extra R in there.
I don't know how to do it. Febbraio.
Don't put the R at the end. Febbraio.
Febbraio.
Good job. Yes.
Finally.
And March is Marzo.
Marzo.
Yeah. Good job. So we will eventually get to putting them up onto our socials. What are our socials? Tell our listeners.
The Family Show - IPL Radio.
And that's both on Instagram and Facebook. And then if you are a educator listening in, because we are homeschoolers and that's what brings us here today. So if you are an educator like I am, I will also post up a little learning summary so that you can keep for your records. So head to our socials for that information.
Mm. Time flies, doesn't it?
It really does when you're having so much fun.
Yes.
So that brings us to the end of our show today. Up next, who do we have?
The Jack and Danny Show.
Absolutely. So stay tuned for Jack and Danny. And that is it. And we will be here same time next week from 12. Hopefully we don't have a street sweeper that's slowing us down to get here. But yes, have a lovely afternoon. And this is Thunder by X20.
The best music from the 60s to today. IPL Radio.